One of the real feel-good stories of 2017, I was sincere, was Oberlin.
I know.
Because you guys have struggled. The program has struggled. Mike Akers comes in. And a 500 year, a 5-5 season. So, Mike, number one, we welcome you to the Brew Kettle. We appreciate your patience. And again, I mean, you kind of chuckled there, but that had to be a feel-good thing. Those kids had to have some buy-in when you walk off after week 10 and go, hey, we were 5-5. I mean, this program had struggled. So your thoughts on that and then building off of that.
Yeah, I think it took some stability, and we brought, I don't want to say, we brought some age into the coaching staff out there. And, you know, and they just, I think they just seen how, I mean, I still got the same guys with me that I've had since we were together. When I did an interview in 93, it's still the same guys, except for Hicks was still playing then. But, so they've been with me all these years. And I think when they seen us, how we got along and we were going to stay more than a year, and it wasn't a stepping stone job for me, actually just, you know, I've done a lot over 30 years to go there. I think that was the biggest key. And then once, you know, we simplified things, we scaled it down and let them just be athletes and let them play. And that was just the biggest thing. And then they started trusting us.
We talked about that with Coach Ferguson from Brookside, that, you know, you're going to have some down years. You're going to have some dips unless your program is one of the elites where you just reload. But
that's no
if
fun,
you just
though.
Have a revolving door, there's no buy-in from the kids. So like you say, if your first message is, guys, I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
I mean, that had to be huge.
It was fun. I mean, I was at Brookside, what, how many years ago? 99? And we did it there. And, you know, we went to Westlake and we did it there. And my message was, well, when we went to Lorraine, we did it there. When Dave went there, I went with Dave. Why can't we do it here? You know, why can't we do it here? And then once we, you know, it just took, there's not enough time when you just, I didn't get hired for April. You know, and then once we started getting things going, and then I'm going to add to what? A lot of half line. You know, we didn't have kids. But once we got rolling, we went 5-1 in the conference. You know, and that's
the game behind Clearview.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
And we didn't have Devin that night. And it was just, you know, the kids, once they seen that happen, and, you know, we're not bad. We're not a bad football team. And then they just, it just took off and it snowballed. And at the end, I thought we were one of the better teams in the county.
So how are the numbers this summer?
They're up. They're not where we want them to be, you know, but they're up. I mean, we have 120 boys in the school. And, you know, if you get 40, you got a third. You know what I'm saying? And so we're hovering around 30-something, but it's better than 24. We're around 32. But, you know, we can go first team and second team, and that makes a huge difference. And the kids know from last year because nothing's changed. And we established a weight program that we did over the winter. So we've got some size. We've got some kids that come out because they just didn't trust. And once, you know, it's bring a friend. And they brought some friends, and some of the friends are pretty good, you know. So it's just getting the word out, play football, have fun. You know, like I tell them every day, it's extracurricular. You know, this ain't your job. You know, we're going to have fun. Go home, be a kid. Come back, have fun tomorrow, you know. And then they just start figuring out, you know, these guys, I think they care about us. And, you know that old saying, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And it's so true with these kids. And, you know, our athletic director, John Carter's done, you know, he brought me in. He gave me free rein. He says, Mike, bring in whoever you want to bring in. It's yours. Do it because it hasn't worked yet. So do what you want, you know. And until I took it, it was, you know, I'm going to do it the way I want or I'm not even going to try it. You know, because you know yourself, you just got to have, you can't have, you know, we used to do it this way, we used to do it that way, well, that didn't work, or I wouldn't be here, you know, so we brought in our guys, and they just took, you know, they took a liking, and they seen the, you know, the unity in our staff, and now the kids, it's a good group, a good group of kids.
Tom. Mike, talk to me about how differently you approach it now after having, you know, been at Southview in the 90s and Brookside, and, you know, when you're a young coach, we're a little bit more anxious, but you talked a little bit about bringing the same crew along with you. How do you approach it differently now than you did back then?
We are so much different. Man, it is so unbelievably different. It is, I think, one of the guys from, like, one of the radio come out and watch this practice. He goes, man, I'd like to play for you guys. You guys have a good time, you know? And the old Bobby Knight thing just don't work no more. Yeah. You know, when I played 35 years ago, it don't work no more. And you got to adapt or you'll be gone, especially at some of these schools, until you build it, you know. And then we are just totally coached different. I mean, me, Gary, and Tommy, Ed, you know, they say all the time, it's just different. And we have to get, I don't want to say it's a light, and they'll work, but it's almost like the Andy Griffith thing, you know. You got to get them to do what you want. You just got to, more than one way to skin a cat. It's that kind of thing, you know. Could I have done it as a young man? I don't know. I was too regimented, because that's what I learned at Elyria, you know, playing at Elyria, you know, Kent State, everything was just so regimented. It's just not like that no more. And it's, I don't know. I think when young coaches go in there, they just get frustrated, and you just got to give it time, you know. And we gave it time. We started off 0-3. I mean, you look after that, we won five out of the last seven.
Right, right.
You know, so, I mean, I can't complain. And we beat some very good teams. I mean, it ain't like, you know, we beat, you know, the team coming in with 22 guys and, you know, they don't have any subs. I mean, at the end of the year, Columbia, they're fighting for a playoff spot. I mean, that was a dogfight. That game was a great football game. I don't know if Oberlin's been in a football game like that in the last probably 8-9 years.
And I'm sure your kids learned from that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is, we're up 22-0. They come back, it's 22-20, and they're on our one. You know, we have a goal line stand. Yeah, me and Jason, we're great friends. We go way back. And that was just a key play. And after that, the kids, they just, I mean, it was a great football game. Crowd was into it. Everything was awesome.
And that kind of gets back to what I was asking Coach Passarello about mm-hmm. winning a game that perhaps nobody gave you a chance to win. Now, granted, I think that was later when they didn't have Brandon. But that being said, you beat Columbia, perennial playoff, perennial contending team.
We didn't have Justin Noble.
Right. So there's a game, there's a win that can now push your program mm-hmm. to another level.
Exactly.
Real quick before we let you go, just key players, some guys that you're kind of banking on this year for the Oberlin Phoenix.
Well, we lost Devin. Devin was
great player, great athlete.
He was good. You just can't. You know, we're just going to be a different kind of team. But we bring back both running backs, Devin Randleman and Ravon Isom. Devin Randleman picked up 30 pounds in the offseason. I mean, he hit the weights. He went from a squat in the bar to 400 pounds. I mean, Hicks really, you know, we had a good weight program. We got some kids in. We have a real nice athlete at quarterback, Azari Harrison. And we're going to miss, you know, Matt Rasmussen, our center. Matt's going to play college football. But we are just not going to be quarterback-centered this year. We're going to throw the ball a little more. And we still do the same thing. It's just, it's going to be spread out more. You know, other kids are going to get involved. And nobody cared last year that Devin did what Devin did. You know, it was like, Devin, carry us. Let's go, man. And nobody cared. But this year, they understand we got to pound the ball. We're going to run the ball more. We're going to throw the ball more. And kids, they're ready to step up. They're ready to play football.
So does the program take that next step? Does 500 become a winning season?
It's hard. Well, we're not going to be happy with 500. I mean, if we go six, and with the teams we play, if we go six,
we got a
shot.
You beat the right six, right?
Right.
You beat the right six.
Last year, if we get lucky in one of them games, you know, and like I said, we didn't have Devin for two of them. I mean, when Devin played, I mean, we won five of eight, you know. So, but if we can get it going, we played better defense at the end. You know, our kids started figuring out schemes. I mean, they were just raw. We started four freshmen, you know. Riley Horning, he moved to center. He played sophomore, never played before. He was playing middle linebacker, and he's playing offensive line. So now he's – and we're all 20 pounds heavier, you know. Kids are 20 pounds heavier. Sam Thompson, I got him – Tim, I got him week two because Matt brought him, you know. And he comes out on a Tuesday and starts on Friday, you know. He's 6'5", 200 pounds sophomore. He ain't come out to watch. I ain't going to make him watch. He might leave again. I'll never see him again. You know what I'm saying? And what am I going to do? I just lost a 6'5 kid. You can't teach height, you know? So then he comes out, and he's second team all conference. You know, I mean, what are you? He's a great kid, you know? Now he's not 200 pounds. He's a 215-pound junior. He's 6'5", you know? And so now he's a slot receiver. He didn't even – we couldn't even teach him offense because we just couldn't even mess with it because he came in the middle of week two.
Right.
You know, so just things like that, you know. And we took some kids last year. And I give them all the credit in the world. We had a couple kids move in. Grades didn't comply because they were out of state, and they were ineligible in Ohio, you know. And one moved in from, you know, another district. And so we had four kids practice all year and didn't play till the last game, Columbia game. Two of them kids started, you know. And Chase, I think, where these kids come from?
You know, yeah, well,
where'd that 6'2 linebacker come
from? That'll test your friendship.
You know, I didn't do anything wrong.
You know, I got so, it. I got
he
it.
Was there the whole time. He just couldn't play.
Yeah, so now they have that whole offseason and the whole summer. Right. You
and now both, one's a two-way starter. The other one, he's still a linebacker. You know, so, and the other one's a starting nose guard. I mean, three of them, four, are two, they're players. You know, and so it was just that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? They stuck it out and they played, but now we have them. And they wrestled in the off season because I made sure Gary was the wrestling coach, and that helped because now we have them all year round. In the springtime, he gets them with the weightlifting. So it's just keeping track of them, seeing where they're at. You know, and like I said, John, he gave me free reign.
John Carter's
you,
great
you can't
guy.
Give him the, you can't give him the credit. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, most guys could have come in and said, hey, you know, I want it done. He's like, Mike, you've done this. This is your 29th year. You've seen it before. Do what you've done before. Just do it.
Well, as I said, man, feel good story. It was really cool to see it happen. So best of luck this year, man.
Appreciate it.
Wish you nothing but the
be
best.
Be nice look if you come out. If we got lucky and you come out an extra week, it'd be crazy.
We'll see, man.
If you like anything else, got to stay healthy. Got to get lucky.
There you go.
You know,
there
that's
you
the
go.
Whole thing.
Good stuff. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for being patient.